All right. Well, hello and welcome to another edition of our Lincoln Visits podcast. My name is Derek Bombeck and I'm the director of sports with Visit Lincoln. And traditionally, well, we are here in the AOI podcast studio and traditionally you hear me talk about all things sports in Lincoln. But today we're going to talk about the people that make the place. I am here with Estefania Vega Saavedra, who is an exchange student from Monterrey, Mexico. And, I guess our interactions have been pretty colorful. Like you were taking a class at Wesleyan and a professor maybe gave you my information about doing an interview. And so we were able to do an interview at a coffee shop over on campus. And from there, I got to know Estefania and saw what a wonderful person you are and how motivated you are in your career path. And so I wanted to help you in your efforts while you were here in Lincoln. So we've been able to go check out the ATP Lincoln Men's Tennis Challenger, mm-hmm. so professional men's tennis event. That same day, we saw some Husker women's soccer against Maryland. And then we were fortunate enough to head over to the new Sandhills Global Youth Complex and saw some youth softball tournaments going on. And most recently, we went over to Pinnacle Bank Arena for the NSAA Volleyball Championships, which was a good experience.
Yeah.
I brought you over to our offices after that. You spent about 5 minutes with my boss, Jeff Mall, and you explained about everything that Lincoln has done for you, how great the people are. And he's like, Derek, we need to get Estefi on a podcast because we always talk about Lincoln being the people that make the place. And you obviously mentioned that a lot. So let's learn more about you. Why don't you tell us about your experience and your journey as an exchange student and how you ended up at Nebraska Wesleyan of all places.
Yes, thank you so much. Well, I study Bachelor in Global Business at Tec de Monterrey, and in order for me to get my degree in both English and Spanish, they advise you or they recommend you to go somewhere studying a language that's not Spanish. So I think the best option is English. Mm-hmm. And so the first semester I did my exchange program was in Los Angeles in the beginning of this year. So it was spring 2025. And then I talked with my parents and they told me, yeah, you can do another one. I was really excited about it. So I already tried like a big city and I wanted to try the Midwest because I always heard that the Midwest was nice, that the people are really friendly, really nice things. But I just wanted to see it, like try it, experience it. So I saw Nebraska Wesleyan in the list that I could apply to in my university. I applied, I got in, I was so excited. And yeah, that's how I came. I'm graduating next semester, so in May 2026. And I'm really excited because in this way, I will have both my degrees, but not only the degree in English and Spanish, but also like the experiences, the learning, meeting people like you, and meeting this city for sure has been a great, great experience that I will always have like in my heart, honestly, because Lincoln is great and Wesleyan is also great.
That's awesome. Yeah. Like, you know, said, a lot of us have traveled from coast to coast. You were brave enough to you leave your home country, go check out a major city near Los Angeles and do that. But then come to the Midwest and see how, you know, how we act and how we treat people. And again, it's great that you've had the same experiences that we go out and try to advocate, you know, when we're recruiting new events to Lincoln about, you know, how the people and how the place is so beneficial. But so a lot of people have perceptions of what Lincoln and Nebraska might be. I'm sure you may or may not have had an idea in your head of what Lincoln was going to be like before you came. So what was the perception that you had of the Midwest or of Lincoln before you got here?
I did a little bit of our research and they always said the people are so nice, Nebraska nice, all those like, yeah, like just that the people are really nice. So I was excited for that, but I also didn't want to get it a lot into research because I didn't want to judge before coming. So I just did a little bit of our research. I talked with some of my friends and they said that the Midwest is great. They always had like great comments about it, but I didn't know anyone that studied here. So yeah. I think I just looked in like ChatGPT and some friends. So that's how I just like had that perception. But at the same time, I didn't go that like far.
That's awesome. Like I said, yeah, you know, when I'm out recruiting events and introducing people to what Lincoln and Nebraska is, you know, there's always that, you know, is there running water? Is there electricity? Do they ride horses to school and work? We can assure you we have all the amenities of mainstream, you know, New York and LA. We just maybe have a better culture to live, work, and play here. So now that you've been here a few months, I know that you and I have been out in the city a few times checking out some facilities and events, but, you know, what are your perceptions now? What are some of your things, favorite things to do and all that?
I think I have seen from my own experience that people are actually nice. And although those things that Nebraska nice, people are nice, it is true. Like the good life, I think it's also true, because I think if you meet people, even if you don't know them, they'll try to help you. If you need help, they'll try to help you. So that perception that I had before is true. It's absolutely true. And I think one of my favorite things to do was going to the Huskers game. I just went to two Husker games, but we also went to the rail yard, my friends and I. We saw the games in the screens and dressing up in red. I love the Huskers now. I'm a fan of the Huskers now because of it. And I just enjoy that. I also love to engage in my university in the activities they have, meet more people there, meet the staff, the faculty, other professors. Because, yeah, like there's many professors, but I think there's just many opportunities to meet different stories with other people. And I also love going to the cafes, to the Haymarket. I think it's just like trying something new every day or every opportunity that I have.
That's awesome. Yeah. Like we always talk about, you know, when we're recruiting events that the people in Lincoln are genuine and nice. And it's hard to sell that prior to coming to Lincoln. But once like we bring events here, you know, as you mentioned, you know, people walk down the streets and whether they're here for, you know, a tournament or an event and they're wearing their, you know, school colors or their uniforms, people actually genuinely ask questions about, hey, are you having a good time while you're here? Mm-hmm. You know, can we recommend, you know, things for you? But going back to where you're at now, Nebraska Westland, I'm an alumni of there as well. Like, I can understand how you talk about it's like a culture there. It's mm-hmm. a family there. Maybe tell us more about like some of the professors and the students and maybe how it's not better or worse, but maybe different than the larger school you went to mm-hmm. and just how people have helped you transition to the Midwest and into the United States.
Yes, I think since the beginning, I realized that Wesleyan is a really nice community to learn, to grow. And even though I'm here only for a semester, I feel really connected to Wesleyan. And that's really nice because I honestly felt before coming like, okay, I'm going to Wesleyan, that's exciting, but I'm not like as part of Wesleyan as someone that's doing their whole 4 years here. So after just experiencing that with the, for example, the Global Engagement Office that is the one that helps students, international students, to go to Wesleyan and all the visa procedures, everything, they help us. Literally anything we need, they help us. If it doesn't matter if it's just like, I'm sick, I don't know where to go, they'll help you. Also, my professors are great. Sarah, for example, she's great. She's the one that connected us. Because I have seen how they not only care for you as a student, but they also care for you as a person, that you are okay. And they also understand that it can be difficult to be an exchange student. I'm not saying it's like bad or anything, but it's just like difficult because you are far from your family. You are in another country, another language, another culture. So they really care for you. And I mean it. Like even the faculty, I was really surprised to see the president good, like having lunch with the students. And I think that's just different because it's a smaller university, so you can get to know all these people in like literally like a more personal way, not in like a school way, but he would ask me, oh, how's your family? Oh, you told me about your dog. How's your dog? Like stuff like that is so sweet and it just makes your day, honestly. It's just super nice to walk in campus and say hi to someone you have not seen or I don't know. It's just a nice community. Everyone, the students, the faculty, the professors, the PAs, everything is really nice.
No, I couldn't agree more. Like I said, I had such a great experience at Nebraska Wesleyan, and that's why I still try to give back as much as I can because it is an experience. It is family, and everybody does truthfully care about you as a person, not just a number in a classroom mm-hmm. and, you know, what's your grade. So you really can get to know everybody. And again, I think that's a testament to who Lincoln is and the state of Nebraska as a whole. But so moving on a little bit, you've touched on some things. You've got to experience a lot about Lincoln. I know you love the rail yard. You've mentioned that a couple of times. Is there a specific restaurant you've been to, or is there a specific shopping place you've been to that you would recommend or has been your favorite so far?
I love the meal. I think, to three locations, and I love to just sit there, have a latte, do my homework. That's what I do. I also like walking in downtown, like on Fridays, and just, yeah, like, because we don't really know where anything is, so we just go and walk around and see where we go. I also like, I've been to some restaurants in downtown. I've been to The Oven. It's nice because I had never tried Indian food. Yes. So that's where I tried Indian food for the first time. I went with my friends. It was super cool. I like going to every store that has Huskers merch, I'll go. Like, yeah. I might not get something, but I'll just go because I like Huskers now, so I'm a fan. I also like, in the, like, in Wesleyan, there's this uni place. I think it's, like, kind of like a downtown, but, like, on other place. I don't know how to describe it. And I love to go for Mojava, like, to Mojava for a coffee. I love to talk with my friends there, like, walk around. It's a nice place. And I think, yeah, it's, like, just, we just love to go everywhere and meet more people and have more experiences. But that's what I really enjoy, honestly.
That's awesome. And we always encourage people to be a tourist in their own city, because sometimes people just, you know, get so funneled in what they do and where they go, and like maybe the two or three restaurants they eat, that there is a lot to do in Lincoln. So get out and re-experience your city. And I think, you know, you're a great testament to that, as far as, you know, just go walk around. Things change, you know, daily, weekly, and go experience your city. So that's awesome. I think we'll have to get you to the From Nebraska gift store before you head back, because it's got a lot of Husker gear, but it's also a lot of local products that are made within Lincoln and Nebraska, and take that back to your family when you go. So awesome. You know, we talked about this a little, but, you know, it's not easy for somebody like you to decide, you know, I'm going to pick up and leave, you know, my family, my country. So I guess, how was that decision came to by you? And then also, you know, what are the experiences you're taking away from your experiences here in between LA and Lincoln, and what you're going to take back to Monterrey?
Well, I always wanted to study in the US, but like when I graduated high school, it was a little bit post-COVID, so it was just really messy. And also the university where I am in Tec de Monterrey was my dream university. Like I had kind of like those dreams to like those two dreams. So I thought, I want to go to Tec de Monterrey. That's such a great university. And so I think when I got the opportunity to go and just travel, or not travel, but like study somewhere else for a year that my university was offering me, that was great. And it was hard, yeah, but it was something that I wanted to do, and just study in the US, because I've always like thought that the education system is good and you can make a lot of connections and experiences that I would not have in Mexico. So it was a little hard, and I'm really grateful with, honestly, with my parents, with my friends, obviously like more my parents, because they have supported me through all this process. Yeah. And it's just so nice to, now that I've been already gone for a year, just look of all the experiences that I've had, all the places that I have visited, all the things that I have learned. It may not be in my resume, but it's in me.
Yeah.
So I think that's really valuable. And just going back to my family and telling them, oh, I did this, I met this person, I went to a Huskers game, I enjoy going to eat to this place. It's all those little things that I think they are also happy for me. And yeah, like it's hard, especially sometimes I think like the language might be hard because you're not just used to speak in English the whole time. I think that was like maybe the hardest thing. It's just nice to see me grow even in those little things, like being more independent, being able to speak more in English, learning more English too, like day-to-day conversations. I feel like that's one of the biggest things that I'm taking back, and I will use it like for the rest of my life, honestly.
Well, yeah. One, you speak English very, very well.
Thank you.
Two, you're also, you know, creating relationships and building experiences for a lifetime. Now, you've been a great advocate about Lincoln, and people should come and visit and experience the city. You said you're going to bring your family back here eventually so they can experience everything that you have. Tell us about Monterrey and why people should go experience that.
So Monterrey is a city in the north of Mexico, in the state of Nuevo León. It has beautiful mountains, so if you like hiking, you should go. It's beautiful. We have great food too. I think the food in the north is really different from the center and the south. So if you've been to the beaches, it might be different, but we do have great food. We have carne asada. The meat in Monterrey, in my opinion, is the best of Mexico. And people say that. People literally buy in the airport the meat and take it like to the south and to the center of Mexico because it's great. Also, my university has the best football team in the country. They've won three years in a row, and they're going for their fourth year. Right. I think they will... The last game might be in December, so hopefully we'll have our fourth year. And if you like sports, you should go. We have good sports. We have food. We have both, like, the Mexican city and, like, the big city. Maybe if you expect, like, a big city, you'll have it. Like, we have big malls. We have mountains. It's just a beautiful place because, I'm not kidding, if you open any window at any place, maybe in Monterrey, you'll see a different mountain. Like, we're surrounded by mountains, and that's one of the prettiest things I love about Monterrey. It's just a beautiful city, like, in the middle of the mountains. So it's just beautiful. You guys need to go. Please go to Monterrey.
Well, I know that the Lincoln Chamber of Commerce does other city visits, city swaps with other communities in the States. Maybe we need to convince them to do one with Monterrey in the coming years. So that'd be fun. Well, as we wrap up, are there any other things I guess you might have on your bucket list while you're in Lincoln and or maybe that experience? And then what are you looking forward to about going home for the holidays?
I would like to go to more coffee places because I know there's more than the ones I've been to. And I love coffee, so I want to go there. I want to get more Huskers gear. I want to go to the Zoo Lights.
Oh, right? Yes.
I want to go to the Zoo Lights. I think that's not happening yet, but I want to go there. And I think I'm really happy for what I've already done.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited for that. And I'm also excited to go home because on the holidays, my family and I are going to Mexico City to visit my family. So Mexico City is really fun and really good too. The food, the museums, the culture. It's also a big city, but I think it's more the same concept of Monterrey. Big city, Mexico, like big Mexico, if that makes sense. Like both of them are there. So I'm really excited to go and to see my grandma, the rest of my family, and also to try more tacos.
Well, you have been a great advocate of Lincoln. It sounds like you've already experienced a lot of what Lincoln has to offer. So thank you very much, Steffi, for joining us today. For more Lincoln Visits podcast, you can head to our website at lcoc.com or check us out on Apple and Spotify. I am Derek Bombeck from the AOI Podcast Studio. Thank you and take care.